This is Free Talk Live. We are launching in hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right to your phone calls we go to Kenneth in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you learn something new every time you sit through a commercial break. And
okay. I shudder to think what you might have learned.
Yeah, I just found out that there's some other program that's the first controversial program on the Genesis Communication Network.
Who would have thought? Well, you know, people are going to make all kinds of claims, like most, and you know those kind of superlative claims.
That guy needs to listen to Free Talk Live and figure out whether he still thinks so.
I can make a claim about our network and Free Talk Live. I can say that Free Talk Live is now on more affiliates than any other show on the Genesis Communications Network.
Good job.
What about, are you sure? What about the car repair one on the weekend?
Well, Bobby Likas?
Yeah.
Well, he's on several networks. So as far as how many affiliates he has on Genesis, we've got more than him.
I see.
He's on a bunch of networks, though, so probably total.
Why would he be on several networks? Why not just be on one? I mean, and let them...
Wider distribution. That's all. The radio stations have different receivers sitting in their racks, and so...
Oh, so he doesn't want to do like we do and provide them with a receiver.
I don't know. I can't put words into his mouth. I don't know. But anyway, so there's a claim for you, and what were you calling about tonight?
Well, you know, there's a lot of... controversy between the minarchists and the free marketeers, or whatever you want to call them, and a lot of the times they disagree so much they don't realize how much they agree. And one of the things that I would do to address the situation is to suggest that we change the Bill of Rights and the amendments. I think we need a much shorter Bill of Rights, and we need to get rid of all the amendments.
Well, that's a nice idea, but how are you going to accomplish that?
Well, let me tell you. All you have to do is start at the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law. Oh, right there. Congress shall make no law. That's all we need. And that does it for
that's
the federal
cute.
Government.
Yes, I like that. Although I don't think you're ever going to see it happen at the federal level.
Right.
I think we'd be much more successful just declaring our own independence and no longer cooperating with the state.
But it might be a good way to sort of describe to the minarchists what you mean, you know, by how much government you want. We want that much government.
I'm with you, man. Anything else on your mind tonight, Ken?
No, that's good.
Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. By the way, I'm being informed that Bobby Likas is no longer affiliated with the Genesis Communications.
Oh.
Since we mentioned his show.
We don't like him anymore.
We might as well get our... I never met the guy. I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, well, he's not on GCN, so I don't like him anymore.
All right, 800-259-9231 is the number for you. We go to nobody. You can go to your email. Actually, from Brett. He says, hey, I'm Brett, and I'm from Hawaii. I'm currently a college student and recently began listening to Free Talk Live at the recommendation of a brother in my fraternity. How about that, Mark? Frat brothers are passing around Free Talk Live instead of beers. Well, maybe both.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool. You've made no secret of your dislike for Abraham Lincoln, and I was wondering what it is that you don't like about him. I've attended public schools from K to 12, and I've been taught that Lincoln was an amazing guy, the greatest president, freed the slaves, etc., etc. Therefore, I'm wondering what you don't like about him and what books or materials there are to read about what made Abraham Lincoln a bad man and a bad president. I can say that it's Thomas DiLorenzo, I believe, who writes books about Lincoln.
Lincoln Unmasked and that sort of thing. I haven't read any of those, and I probably should.
I've heard nothing but good things about
them. I probably should add those to my list. And I don't know that necessarily attacking Lincoln is, from a person-to-person sort of convincing people about liberty is the right way to go. Many people love Abraham Lincoln, but on a show where you do sort of bombastic things, I think that it's okay. Well, first off, Abraham Lincoln was responsible for, he declared war on the South, so probably more than the South was, he was responsible for the war between the states, or the war of Northern Aggression, or whatever you want to call it, the American Civil War, whatever. he was more responsible for it than anyone else. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't other organizations that are responsible for it. If the South hadn't fired on Fort Sumter, which was at that time in what they considered to be their own sovereign country, a base that wasn't allowed to be there, and I don't know what kind of warning they gave the folks at Fort Sumter. Hmm. You know, if they would have run up their white flag, I'm sure they would have let them leave.
Well, we know that the winners write the history, so who knows what the true story was.
Right, and I don't know whether they sent some letters to say, oh, you guys should pack up and ship out and give them a timeline or anything like that. But Abraham,
you have 30 days to respond to this, otherwise we will destroy you.
More Americans died in that war than any other war. The individual battles like Antietam and Gettysburg in the Civil War were the sites of more American deaths than any other time and place in history. The war between the states was the most awful thing that has ever happened to the United States, and Abraham
Lincoln,
unnecessary. More than anyone, was responsible for it. Yes, Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, but my question to you is this. Was the war between the states really about Abraham Lincoln freeing slaves? Because he didn't do it until 2 years after the war had started. I mean, if it was really about that, he should have freed the slaves and then the war would have started, right?
Mm.
But it didn't happen that way. Or when the South left, he should have said that, you know, the slaves are free now. But he didn't do that. What he said was the most important thing was it preserving the Union. And he would have allowed the southern states to come back. He said, quotes, that he would allow them to come back if they wanted to keep slavery. Now, likely the argument would have continued, and I think that the institution of slavery is disgusting. But every other country on earth at that time had gotten rid of it.
On their own, without a war.
And, by the way, when people use utilitarian arguments for the preservation of government, here's a really good one for the stance of principle, is the people in the states, the southern states, said, well, our economy would topple if it wasn't for cotton. And who's going to pick the cotton if it isn't for the blacks? Absolutely, positively, we must have slavery. Otherwise, it'll all come apart, our whole system. And it didn't. You know, it came apart because to some extent they were just, you know, their crops were destroyed. People didn't work for 4 years because they were busy fighting and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't have. If they would have just stopped having slavery, it wouldn't have come apart. They would have figured something out.
It's true. And it's not as though that without the war, if let's say the Civil War didn't happen, it's not to say that the case would be that slavery would just end overnight. It would probably be a process of people coming in there and realizing that they could get better workers. This was the process in many places, from what I understand, where the marketplace understood that by paying and paying more, they get their hand pick of the best workers, and so that's, you know, how the competition began between workplaces to keep improving the workplace, so the best workers would be attracted to you, and eventually you'd essentially either free all the slaves by buying them out, or you know, this competition would just make it go away. It wouldn't be overnight, but it'd be a natural process, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know that the marketplace in labor was as good or evolved. It certainly wasn't as good or evolved as today, and I don't know how much people could move between jobs and look for better conditions and that kind of stuff, but some of them did, no
right.
doubt.
And that would have been the natural situation that
right.
would have ended slavery on its own.
You know, I've heard arguments that there were unfair taxes on the southern states, and that's why they seceded. And I think that that's obscuring some stuff. Largely, the southern states seceded because they saw the writing on the wall, which was that there were going to be laws passed that made slavery illegal, and they did not want that to happen.
You think that was the number one reason?
I really do.
I thought it was the fact that they were being taxed when the North wasn't.
They were an agricultural community as opposed to it wasn't just drawn along lines. There were unfair taxes on agriculture, some unfair taxes on cotton itself. That didn't, you know, the North was more industrialized and the South was more agrarian. But you know, you can argue these things back and forth. I think the best thing to do is to secede the point of slavery.
Concede.
Yeah, you're right. Concede the point of slavery and say that they left because of that reason. It's not a good reason. You know, they sort of changed their tune after the Civil War was over and said it was about states' rights, but they didn't really say that beforehand.
800-259-9231. By the way, another term I think you might have gotten wrong was bombastic earlier. Maybe you meant iconoclastic.
Bombastic is being like loud and
pretentious, inflated, grandiloquent. We're more iconoclastic.
I think we're somewhat pretentious. Somewhat
Maybe you are. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called brown gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All features on our site are free, including the wiki. You can get interactive with over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com, and get interactive for free.
Travel less, meet online, try WebEx free. Go to webex.com, enter promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, enter code 600-600 and start your free trial today. You can also get a free webcam.
800-259-9231. Your calls, we go to them. Ryan in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Y'all were talking about Abe Lincoln, and Mark, for some reason you said that he didn't free slaves until after the war started. That's only half right.
About 2 years after the war started. That was the Emancipation Proclamation.
Abe Lincoln didn't free a slave in his life.
Okay. What do you
mean
by that?
The Emancipation Proclamation.
You're right. You're right.
Specifically freed all slaves in areas he had no control over.
You're right. You're right.
It was a complete political move.
Right. The Emancipation Proclamation did not free the slaves in the four states that still had slavery that were in the United States after the secession of the Confederacy. So
he was declaring that he still controlled the Confederacy.
It also didn't free any slaves in any Confederate territory that was under Union control. It's specifically only the land I have no control over whatsoever are the slaves freed in.
So if you had a slave and you were in Lincoln's territory, that slave was not free at that moment?
Absolutely not. And if it was in territory that he had no control over, of course it wasn't free either.
Well, there were some other interesting factors about Lincoln beyond that. I'm glad you pointed that out, and thank you for that clarification. There was also the factor that he was a censor. Like, when he was cracking down during the war, he was arresting
brought back the draft, and they had fiat currency was brought back for that. I mean, he's just whatever it took, he would have destroyed the nation in order to bring back the South.
He was a bad,
and,
bad
and
man.
And came close.
Any other thoughts, Ryan?
Yeah, well, he was the first of only two presidents thus far to suspend habeas corpus for more than, a day or two. The second one, of course, being Bush.
Interesting. Very good, sir. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate
it. And Lincoln literally did it, literally and clearly did it within the United States. This whole habeas corpus suspension, it is suspended inside the United States, but it doesn't look entirely like it is, to the public at large.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Vince in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince. Vince?
Hello, Mark and Ian. How are you doing?
Just great, Vince. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm hoping 1 year I can move up there to New Hampshire. You guys have beautiful weather.
Yeah, tell me about it. It was 77 days. In the middle of the summer today. It was just lovely out.
It's just gorgeous. But let me tell you something. I just want to make a general comment and see what you guys think. But
okay.
I've read some of the stuff from Freedom Fest out in Las Vegas. That day over July 4th.
I'm familiar with Freedom Fest. I've never been to it, but from what I understand, it's a nice little, or I guess somewhat large event that attracts liberty-oriented people from around the country and around the world.
Oh, yeah, it's very good. I've been to it. But there's a gentleman named James Bovard, and he writes consistently about how the Bush administration, like no other previous administration, but he says other previous administrations have been committed to getting rid of your freedom to trial by jury. And he talks about a long list of litany of things, from civil lawsuits and criminal proceedings.
Well, it makes it a lot easier for them. I mean, if they can just throw you into a star chamber where some unaccountable judge makes a decision about your, where you end up, whether you end up in a jail cell or dead or free, then they don't have to go through the whole process of bringing in regular folk and educating them to the system and spending all that time and effort. And they can just wave their magic wand without the jury. So certainly it's something that all statists are, they agitate for and they want to move toward. And certainly the evidence has been there to back that up. I know Bovard is putting out articles about that. In fact, we've read a few James Bovard articles on this program in the past. So I thank you for the recommendation, Vincent. Thank you for the call, as always. 800-259-9231 is the number. We talked to Pete in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Pete.
I wanted to talk about free market health care.
Please, go ahead.
I have a situation. I talk to my dad quite often about political things, and one of the big issues that comes up is health care, because that's one of his important issues. He's kind of a one-issue voter. Hate to say that. He's not.
It does happen.
Totally. Yeah, he's, you know, kind of. Anyway, it's very important to him because him and my mom, they live by themselves. They're pretty well off. They pay about $850 a month in health insurance.
Okay.
And my mom has pre-existing conditions now. She's got rheumatoid arthritis and macular degeneration, which is an eye condition.
Yeah.
And she could go blind in the next 10 years, possibly. They try to treat it, but I don't know. We'll see. He's afraid he could get dropped by his health insurance any day. In which case, you know, and I always talk to him, and I, you know, advocate on a free market health care and tell him, you know, if we didn't have these mandates in North Carolina, you could buy health insurance from any state, you know, and you didn't have to carry all these extra mandates like substance abuse and all this other coverages.
Mm.
And your premiums could go down quite a bit. And, you know, if we had more of a free market in drugs, the drugs would come way down, because the drugs are one of the big issues. He's my mom uses drugs. They run for her arthritis, and they run about $1,200 to $1,500 a month.
My gosh.
Yes. And
I can see why your dad's a one-issue voter on this.
Paying it.
I was saying I can see why your dad's a one-issue voter on this. He spends $2,000 a month, and
the insurance company pays that.
Okay.
He's not paying nearly that much just for the premiums.
Okay.
Just the drugs themselves are well over $1,000 a month.
Hmm. So he's concerned they're going to get tired
of it. The drugs become way down in price if they didn't have patents on them protected by the government.
Yep.
You know, you could get generic versions of these drugs. And the prices would come way down. It'd be more of a free market competition.
Sure, and if there was more of a free marketplace, there could be more insurers in the marketplace offering, as you said earlier, a variety of options, much more customizable than they are in today's heavily regulated marketplace.
What I'm trying to do is convince him. And he's scared he could get dropped any minute, in which case he has to go find another insurer, and he's afraid that he will never... No one will carry him.
Well, let's bring you back here in a moment. Discuss it. Hang on. 800-259-9231. More with Pete. Also, your calls coming up here. John and Jeff. Ladies, you come first if you dial in at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is it possible to convince Pete's dad about the free market and how it could actually benefit him and his wife? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is that site, and all the features on it we give away. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free, so enjoy it, including an entire year's worth of Free Talk Live archived right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience. Totally free. Once again, FreeTalkLive.com. What if a socialist became president of the United States of America? President Barack Obama? John McCain? The North American Union? Unconstitutional gun and drug laws? A national ID card? What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org and get signed up, if you love liberty, that is. freestateproject.org. As we go back to Pete in North Carolina, Pete, whose mother and father are both getting up in their years, they happen to be relatively, well off, which is good because at this point they are paying through the nose to the insurance system in order to get certain medications and things like that that they need to take care of themselves. And you've had conversations with them, Pete, about the free marketplace and how it can really improve health care. And you're saying that Dad's just not buying it, right?
Well, he's kind of convinced that, you know, he would like to see government step in and force everyone to carry health insurance. That way he knows that if he gets dropped, someone has to pick him up because he's afraid he won't get insured.
I understand, you know, his concerns, and it the easiest answer for everything out there is let's force somebody to take care of it. If you want your lawn mowed, it'd be really really easy to go next door, put a gun to your neighbor's head, and make him mow the damn lawn, wouldn't it? You wouldn't have to pay him or anything. He'd just have to mow the lawn.
Or he'd die.
Right. Yeah. Or you could shoot him. But, you know, we have laws in place that don't allow you to do that. However, when you get the government, who has a monopoly privilege on force, you can pretty much have the government stick guns in people's faces, which say, look, if you want to be in the insurance business and, part of our whole fixed insurance monopoly system that we have here, it's not exactly a monopoly, but our fixed insurance system that only some insurance companies can give insurance, then you're going to have to do as we say. And essentially, it gives the companies the option of doing it by the government's rules or getting out of business.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a tough scenario for your dad, I must say. Yes, I think that a free market in medicine would bring costs of medical care and medicine itself down. And that would make things a lot more affordable for your dad and a lot more affordable for your mom.
Yeah.
That's a huge issue there.
And have you discussed that with him? I mean, you talked about it with us, but
he has.
You've covered it with him?
Yes, and I've dealt with it with him a few times, but, he's convinced that nothing's going to change. I mean, we could talk about free market health care, but, what's the likelihood of government completely getting out of it?
No, it's not likely. He's right.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
certainly
not likely
right
at all.
That.
So he's
saying in the real world, okay, that's nice, son, your free market ideas are real nice, but in the real world, I need to lobby to use the government force to benefit me. That's basically his position?
Yeah, basically, he's worried. He wants to have coverage. And because he's afraid he could get dropped. They could just drop him, in which case, someone else will not pick him up.
How does he feel about state-run? How does he feel about a totally socialist health care system?
He's not convinced by it, because I give him horror stories about it, about what we hear about Canada and Europe and things like that, the waiting list and all that stuff. And he knows there are some issues with that. And so he's not convinced by it. But I don't think he would be totally displeased with a socialistic. I mean, if they came in and, completely socialized the healthcare industry, I don't think he'd throw a huge fit. I think, he may feel like, well, at least I know I'm being covered now.
I really don't know. What do you say to this?
Well,
here's what you say.
That's my issue. That's why I'm calling you guys. I'm hoping you guys can help me out.
Here's the long and short of it.
I wanted to mention, I'm sorry, I'm a long-time listener. I'm a podcaster. This is my first time calling.
Oh,
and I said, this is an opportunity for Mark and Ann to get involved, see what they say.
Well, you've run up against a tough issue, but here's basically what you can say. The free market is going to free up money in the healthcare industry, and your healthcare money, to some extent, is going to make some things cheaper. It's going to free up money in your area of taxes.
But by that time, he's dead. I mean, how old are your parents?
They're in their late 50s.
Oh, okay. That's not that old.
They're not extremely old. They were very young when they started having a family.
In a world where we actually had a free market in healthcare, likely we'd have a freer market everywhere. So I'm only trying to argue for free markets. I can't really argue just a free market in healthcare in this particular instance.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to get my head handed to me. If you tell an insurance company, basically, if you go to an insurance company and say, look, I need insurance coverage for cancer. I've got cancer and I need to have insurance coverage so that you'll pay my bills. You're going to have a really hell of a time getting the insurance company to give you some nice cheap coverage because you've got cancer and you want to be covered for cancer. There's not an easy answer to that.
Well, that's a situation where a charity should really be stepping in because insurance
these are people
is
that
all
make
about
good money though.
What, the insurance company?
No, his parents.
Oh, right, right.
So they're not going to be really, maybe
their
church.
The $2,000?
They'd have a tough time trying to convince a charity that they need help.
Well,
certainly there would be other people that would be more needy than they.
Could they afford the $2,000? You said it's costing them about $2,000 a month for the pill, or it would cost $2,000 a month, but the insurance company is covering it, and they're paying $800 a month to the insurance company. Could they afford the $2,000 a month if their insurance coverage went away?
They could afford it.
Okay.
They definitely don't need charity then.
If they didn't have
insurance, but what would happen if my mom's condition worsened and she needed some extended stays in the hospital and
Well, again, charity waste at every hospital. Here's another aspect maybe we could talk about, the charity aspect of the free marketplace. Because people would have their money all in their pocket and they wouldn't have the government taking out a significant percentage, more people would have more money with which to give to charities. And already in today's heavily regulated world, hospitals have what they call the charity wing, where charity cases that, you know, they just can't afford it, they get their health care coverage for free or very reduced rates or whatever, but they get it covered, and then the hospital asks their other patients and their supporters for the extra money in order to cover all of those costs. So it's very, very possible that in a free market situation, even somebody that couldn't quite afford it, you know, as you say, if your mom got worse, if she could afford it in the beginning, but she couldn't afford it as it got worse, again, the hospital's going to take whatever she can pay them, and then they'll try to make it up elsewhere by maybe charging other patients more, or again, having sort of a voluntary option on their invoices that allows their customers to contribute to the charity wing and all the wonderful things that they do. So the solution may not even lie in the world of insurance. If you've got, again, the pre-existing condition, it may just simply be something that charities will pick up and take care of.
I think that I hear what you're saying. But
none of this is going to convince this
right,
guy.
None of this falls into his particular arena, and this is one of the reasons why government is attractive to some people, because government has created a scenario where he has taxed the living daylights out of him, and he has been for 50 years.
Yeah.
They've taken all his money up till now, and then, you know, the healthcare industry that is at least half government controlled is very expensive, and he wants that controlled too. Look, they've already taken the guy's money. He's not going to get it back, and then you're asking him to pay more for healthcare, which in the free market likely he would, even though there'd be competition. Even the increased competition would bring some prices down, even for the drugs and for the medicine and those kind of things. But he's made all those arguments, and it's hard to say exactly what would happen. I think that your father would pay as much, if not a bit more, for what he's currently getting.
Well, that's all speculation.
It's a speculation. You're right. Do you think that cars would cost money? I mean, medicine's going to cost money.
But
there's people working
less. I mean, the cars cost a certain amount because there's a lot of mandates and things that they have to put
medicine's
in there.
Medicine's more labor-intensive even than cars. I shouldn't have used those as an example.
So there is no easy solution here. As you said, I mean, you can make all the great points about the marketplace that you want, but your mom is sick now in the system that she is sick underneath. I don't know if we've even answered your questions. I'll bring you back again to get your thoughts, because we've been babbling on here. So more coming up here with Pete. And if you've got any ideas for him, dial in here, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saver brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saver Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771. Or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. We may have enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark?
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on the site because they are completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Want to support the show? You want to get, help more people find Free Talk Live either on the radio or on the internet? You can help us out by becoming an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and help advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Get all the details, and then get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Pete in North Carolina. Pete, who had called in to ask us how to convince his father and his parents about this free market idea, that it's a really good idea and that it could actually benefit them when they're in the midst of a situation in life that is resulting in them having to pay hundreds of dollars per month to an insurance system so your mom can get covered for the medication that she needs, which could cost a few thousand dollars a month. And your dad's, while he may understand some of the points you're making about the free marketplace, his basic viewpoint is, well, right now I'm paying $800 a month in insurance costs. That could get canceled. That could go up to $1,200 or $2,000 a month. And I don't want to have to pay that money. So, therefore, I'd like to use the government to regulate my way out of this problem by forcing the insurance companies to accept my wife as a client. And as somebody that loves freedom and is a fan of the free marketplace, it's obviously very frustrating to you that that he's taking that viewpoint. And I hope I've recapped appropriately here.
Yeah, that was decent. I'm, you know, just trying to convince them, and I feel like I'm losing the argument.
Well, you know, here's the way I see it. And, you know, we've already talked about various different aspects of why the free market would be a better situation for everybody involved in the healthcare situation.
Right, and you've exhausted those with your father, so we're trying to come up with other things. And, you know, there's...
Here's the analogy I'm going to draw. When I moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, for the hope, the promise of possibly having liberty in my lifetime, when I moved up here, that was off into the future. It's still off into the future at some point. I moved up here knowing that I was going to take a financial hit by moving here. I have to pay more taxes now than I had to pay down in Florida. Now, obviously, we want to challenge that on into the future, but we just don't have enough people here to do it effectively yet. So for now, for the time being, I had an immediate increase in my cost of living in that, you know, I was paying $1,500 a year in property taxes down in Florida. Now I'm paying $5,000 a year. And while I did buy things, and there is a sales tax in Florida and there's not one in New Hampshire, I didn't pay $4,000 worth of sales tax in Florida per year. So certainly my tax, you know, the amount of money that I have to spend in order to not be in a jail cell, have my house taken from me, has increased. But the reason why I was willing to take that increase on is because of the promise of more freedom in the future, because I want to be around all of these great activists here for the Free State Project, and it's well worth it to me to be in a place where I'm backed up by the people that believe as I do, than to be completely alone, I mean virtually alone down in Florida where nobody really cares about freedom. So I was willing to go ahead and take that increased cost, and I understand that it is it's a risk, and it's an investment into my future, and it's a choice I was willing to make. It sounds to me like your dad is just not willing to make that same choice for himself, to take that, you know, mental jump of leap of faith or whatever, and say to himself, well, while I may want to use government force to ensure that my life continue in the way that it currently is, and my wife continue to get this this treatment that she's getting, I understand that that would be wrong, and that the right thing to do would be to go ahead and take what comes while supporting the changes that would be necessary in order to get to the free market. But I don't know if that's going to be a persuasive point to him either.
You know,
I mean, his money's on the line.
While you were saying that, it made me think of something.
Okay.
If you can, rather than going at the castle, which is, the issue of health care for him, why don't you, you know, go at everything around it, you know, the things that he doesn't have fortified, and try to convince him that the free market works in every aspect besides medicine. And then he'll come to the realization that it works there too. That's sort of how it's worked with me on the show, is that I've been shown over and over that the free market works. The free market can be trusted in, you know, certain areas. There's still some areas that I'm not so sure of. Child prostitution, for instance, is one of them. But, you know, I'm much farther down the road to liberty than your father is, and it's all been basically because, you know, I've got faith in this in the free market, because it just works. It works all the time.
How do you feel about that, Pete?
Well, it's I agree with you guys. I think it's much better, but I'm just he's kind of a one issue guy as far as his voting goes, and I haven't been able to convince him.
Well,
about a free market, because he knows maybe a free market would really help him out eventually, but he knows it's not coming. He's convinced of it. I mean, government just seems to increase their health care coverage, their health care mandates, and their control over the industry every year.
And
so,
you know what? As long as people who are in his position continue to throw aside principle in favor of, you know, benefits today, then he's absolutely right. It will never change. Because if somebody like your dad, who it sounds like he gets it at least, what you're telling him, it sounds like he understands what it is that you're trying to communicate to him, he's just rejecting it out of hand, because to accept and embrace it completely would mean, you know, risking spending more money. And if he's not willing to accept that principle and take that risk, then he's going to be part of the problem for the rest of his life. And maybe he will get the governmental changes that he wants to keep his wife, as happy as she can possibly be, and keep him as happy as he can be. And he'll just die, of old age or whatever, and he'll
something's going to kill you.
He'll always have supported the system. And I can understand that as somebody who is, the son here, that you care about your parents, you want to see them have a similar belief system as you, and you want to see them accept the principles that, you know, this pro-liberty belief system is based on, that, you know, aggressing against your neighbor, even if it's just to, even if it's to pay your wife's medical bills, aggressing against your neighbors, and in this case, he's aggressing against you as well, aggressing against your own children, is the wrong thing to do. So it's frustrating for us to see our parents do this, but eventually, if we've been as persuasive as we can possibly be and they still reject it out of hand, I have to say, we have to get to the point where we tell them, okay, that's fine. and I'm done. You know, it doesn't mean you have to stop loving.
You'll never be done in you know, trying to convince people of that, because it comes up, if you believe in liberty, it comes up in your day-to-day speaking.
Well, for my mom, she doesn't want me to talk about it, so I am done with my mom. I can't talk to her about it. You know, I'd love to see my mom get it. I'd love to see her click and come to understand that liberty works and that tyranny sucks, but she's not even interested in hearing the discussion. And so, at a certain point, I just had to say, okay, that's fine. There are other people that do want to listen to what I have to say. There are other people that are open-minded enough to appreciate the free market voluntarist viewpoint, and those are the people that I need to spend my time on. While I love my parents and I appreciate everything that they did for me, it's okay with me if they don't agree. I'm moving on. And I hate to, you know, I hate to say that might be what you'll have to do, but it might be what you'll have to do, Pete.
Right. Well, you know, I'm kind of in the same boat. My mom always cuts me off whenever I talk about these things. My dad's fairly receptive, and my mom just cuts me off completely, doesn't want to hear it, because every time any issue comes up and I'll start railing against the government and how it's their fault.
Right. You've got a negative attitude. As far as, she says, you've got a negative attitude.
She does.
Right.
She
does. It's funny. You've got the negative attitude. The government's out there forcing people to do what they want them to do with guns, but you have a negative attitude.
It's a frustrating situation.
I should just accept it.
Yeah, just take it at, you know, take it at face value and tell your dad you'd be happy to discuss these things more if he wants to, but there's no, you're not going to try to convince him anymore, and you know, you're focusing on how you can achieve the most liberty in your lifetime, and that you know, if you want to snipe at him, you can say you hope that he doesn't support putting you in jail if you don't want to pay these absurd taxes, you know, for the socialist medicine system that they end up implementing because of people like your dad who refuse to take a principled stand. And it's people like your, you know, it's people like him and my mother and these people that, you know, they could listen, they could get it, they could take a stand, but they're too afraid of what the consequences might possibly be. And so they quietly shuffle about their lives and they deal with what they deal with. It's sad, but that's the way people are, and we just have to move on, find people that agree with us and bring them on our side, and then stand together so we can have liberty in our lifetime. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate you being so patient as we tried to extract as much information here and analyze this issue as closely as we could. And I appreciate everybody else who unfortunately couldn't get on the air tonight. Do call us back tomorrow night if you're on hold. We will get to you then. And in the meantime, you can visit us on our website at freetalklive.com. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we will see you tomorrow night.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.